Yeah, that's the main focus, you know. We only got this game this week. That's all we can prepare for, and that's what we're doing, and so far we're doing a good job.
A lot of good things happened in Tampa defensively. Did you think you guys were more in attack mode and more aggressive than you had been?
Yeah, I think we were as a team, and that's what we need to do in order to get things turned around here a bit. But that's just one game, you know. Now we're on to the Panthers, and you know, we got to do to win that game.
Talking about Cam, he's elusive, but he puts some balls out there for guys to get their hands on. How's it been just to watch him and just get used to what he does out there?
How's it say one?
He puts balls out there for you guys to puts them up high, gives DBs a chance to intercept his ball. When you're watching him on tape, I mean, there's certain things you're looking for, or is it just watching the reads?
Well, first and foremost, is doing your job, you know. And when an opportunity presents itself to make a play, just make the play if you're in a position. But they do a lot of things well. They probably haven't been playing as well as they have liked to at this point. And I'm sure they'll be ready for us when we come into town. So we just got to just, you know, prepare for the game and play our best. That's all we can control.
What are challenges in defending Greg Olsen?
You know, he's got good size and he's able to run good routes and he's got some quickness to him as well. They put him in positions to be successful. And he's a vet, and this guy has gotten better year in and year out in this league. And much respect to him. And you know, we just, you know, whatever it's called, you know, we got to win that play. That's how I see it. It's nothing, no magic about it or anything like that. It's what's your job, do your job, and try to beat your opponent.
Tampa obviously had a pair of 6'5" guys. Now you've got to deal with Benjamin. What's the difficulty in defending guys that are just big and tall like that?
Well, if you're not as big and tall, you're not as big as they are, they're at an advantage as far as their catch radius goes. You know, usually you got a guy that's kind of your size, you can have a better opportunity to maneuver around them to make a play on the ball. Sometimes you get bigger guys that can shield you a little bit, or maybe, you know, the quarterback and the receiver on the same page, and they throw a ball that the quarterback knows that the receiver can get and you can't. But there's other ways to disrupt that, you know, at the beginning of the play and obviously finishing the play. You know, we just got to play our technique and trust your preparation going into the game and go out and win.